This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel has agreed to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza, but as we hear now from AP correspondent Jennifer King, not everyone was happy with that news.
The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the decision to allow humanitarian supplies to be delivered into Gaza was approved after a request from President Biden, as long as they're limited to civilians in the south of the Gaza Strip and don't go to Hamas militants. A group representing relatives of some of the roughly 200 people who were kidnapped from Israel, the Hostage and Missing Families Forum, reacted with fury to the aid announcement, saying hostages were being held underground like animals while the Israeli government pampers the murderers and kidnappers.
Palestinians held a funeral procession on Thursday for men killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank. In Ramallah, family members and others gathered at a morgue to bid farewell before moving their bodies for burial. Three Palestinians, including two teenagers, were killed by Israeli forces in separate incidents on the occupied West Bank. Early on Thursday, Palestinian officials, quoting the Wafa news agency, said there is no immediate comment from Israel. Dozens of Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank in the latest flare-up of the Israeli-Palestinian violence. The U.S. Embassy has urged U.S. citizens in Lebanon to make plans to depart as soon as possible in a statement on Thursday. Israel fired a fresh attack into Lebanon just on the border against Hezbollah, responding to an attack coming the other way. Once again, the U.S. Embassy has urged U.S. citizens in Lebanon to make plans to depart as soon as possible. This is VOA News. Ministers from across the European Union said on Thursday that member states must screen migrants and asylum seekers better and expel those deemed a security risk more quickly after Islamist attacks highlighted persistent difficulties. Interior and Justice ministers were meeting on Thursday in Luxembourg to discuss what steps to take following deadly attacks in Brussels and France at a time of heightened security concerns linked to the Israel-Hamas conflict.
We cannot just go to the next day as if nothing happens. This is a momentum. Unfortunately, victims died on our streets in Brussels, victims that were just in Belgium for a happy evening watching a soccer game. And it's my responsibility, together with other members of government and European leaders, to make sure that we do everything we can with a balance of security and privacy, everything we can to avoid that any incident of this kind will happen again.
Belgian Interior Minister Annelies Verlinden, referencing the 45-year-old Tunisian gunman who killed two Swedish football fans in the Belgian capital on Monday, who was staying there illegally after his asylum request had been denied. Pope Francis may attend the COP28 climate conference starting next month in Dubai. Vatican sources say it will be to drive home his recent appeal for action to curb global warming. Mahsa Amini and the women's movement in Iran have won EU's 2023 Sakharov Freedom Prize.
But the 2023 Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought has been awarded to Gina Mahsa Amini and the Women, Life and Freedom Movement in Iran.
EU President Roberta Metsola.
The world has heard the chants of women, life, liberty. Three words that have become a rallying cry for all those standing up for equality, for dignity and for freedom in Iran. So let's today's prize serve as our tribute to the brave and defiant women, men and young people in Iran who, despite coming under increasing pressure, are leading the push for change. The European Parliament hears you, the world sees you, and we are with you.
22-year-old Gina Mahsa Amini died while in custody of Iran's morality police in 2022. There is news available to you 24 hours a day from VOA. Aside from our broadcast, you can visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Scott.